money problems, I'm sorry. Hey. Ain't no money problems ever stop me. Never. I just treated praying like a hobby. And then I prospered at Godspeed and it got me.
Money, money, power, yeah. I need checks in every week.
Oh, yeah.
For a season, nigga, I need
bread. Welcome back, Species. This is Prosper Godspeed and your host, Godspeed. I hope y'all doing good, whether you listening to this in the morning. I hope you know, have a great morning, get a good start to your day, whether you listen to this in the afternoon. Hope you had a great day and have an even better late evening, whatever. So, the last episode, I introduced a new mini-series that I was going to be doing about mental health. And different things about mental health, not all geared towards fitness, but mental health is something that's really, plaguing the community, plaguing my generation. So I think it's just only right to talk about it. And then on top of that, I've had a lot of people, a lot of friends, reach out and say, can you do a topic on mental health? And I know people close to me that are going through, some things, and I just want to be able to be a light, be able to help them. So I've been up since like 6:30, so I've been up since 6:30, doing some notes, writing some things down to talk about today. But don't get it confused. I'm in tune. That's Big Sean, by the way. I got some homies that think Big Sean whack, but whatever. I don't think he whack. He tight, he cold to be. Like I always, I'm starting us off with a short prayer. Lord, thank you for this opportunity, the ability to be able to do this, the mindset to be able to do this, Lord. And I just pray that people will take from this what you want them to take from it, Lord. But I just pray that it be a good thing for anybody that listens, Lord. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen. All right. So the first part of the mini series, I'm excited because y'all know I'm about my fitness and stuff. I'm excited because it's the first part is going to be about fitness and mental health, which I have, firsthand experience with, and a lot of you all, even if, you started to work out, not trying to call nobody out, but even if you started to work out and you stopped working out, the effects that working out has on your mental health state. So, and in my introduction, I talked about, being stressed and being depressed and kind of getting the two confused. So I did some research this morning, and I'm just gonna say that I was wrong, I guess. Yeah, I would say I was wrong. So you can have depression, mild or moderate, you can have it, In your extreme cases, like I say all the time on here, if you are somebody that's struggling really bad with depression and nothing really seems to help, like when I say that, I mean like you worked out consistently over a period of time and you didn't get better. Not you worked out a week and you didn't get better, or you tried new things, new practices and you didn't get better. No, if you worked out, had a counselor, and those type of things, and seek help, go continue to get help, and you'll get better, I promise. But even if you are somebody who maybe considers themselves to have extreme depression, maybe this episode or these things I'm about to talk about will help you. I think they can. I think you're gonna have to combine both of them so you can, kind of have a system at play to better amplify the results you're looking for. So let's get into this. Fitness and mental health. So exercise improves mental health by helping reducing anxiety, depression, and negative mood. It also helps by improving self-esteem and cognitive function. A person that's been working out for 10 plus years, I know firsthand for a fact that this is true. It's just true. You know, it's just true. Some of my experiences were really start back in college, I guess I would say. You know, being a lover boy or whatever, getting my heart broke or whatever, not feeling like I was good enough for the girls I was crushing on. I'm just going to say it. I got a homie one time told me, he's like, man, you shallow. He said, you shallow for that. You got into fitness because you was getting, you could get the girls, you shallow. But in saying that, I found myself being kind of sad, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, damn, you know, what it is, like, what's going on? But not even knowing, even though I was sad, I was countering those negative feelings with working out. And I didn't even know it, you know, it took some reflecting over the years, but I was working out then, but just working out, I was able to, I didn't want to say suppress because they weren't suppressed, but I was able to deal with those feelings of whatever I was feeling at the time. And I mean, firsthand, you know, anybody who knows somebody that work out, you know that exercise is probably going to boost somebody's self-esteem. You know, whether they be humble with it or cocky with it, you know, it definitely going to boost your self-esteem. That's facts. So exercising and working out can do a lot for a person mentally, especially if they're dealing with depression. I'm going to get in a few more details here. Exercising can also alleviate symptoms such as low self-esteem and withdrawal. Now, I don't know too many adults with low self-esteem. I know I would assume that it'll probably range between 12 and maybe like 20 with people with low self-esteem. So I'm talking about your middle school to your beginning of college folks, you know, middle of college folks. You know, that's where you'll see like the low self-esteem, maybe social withdrawal. And if you have kids and you see that they kind of have low self-esteem at whatever age they are, you know, try to get them involved in sports, some extra curricular activities. A peewee football team, a peewee basketball team, baseball. Because what's going to happen is that this going to allow them to, you know, build friendships and to come out of that help them build some self-esteem, come out of that social withdrawal. Now, according to healthguide.org, studies show that exercising can treat mild to moderate depression as effectively as antidepressant medication without the side effects. I don't know if a lot of people know this about me, but I don't really care to take medicine. Like, I really don't. Like, I have a headache or something, you know, or something like that, some type of body ache, and I'm complaining, and my wife, like, she'll come home. So, did you take some medicine? I'm like, no. Part being, I want her to give me the medicine. But for the most part, I really don't like taking medicine, like, especially if a doctor, you know, prescribes it. Like, I would rather kind of just go to Walgreens or something, CVS, get an over-the-counter, you know, medicine, Tylenol or something like that. That, you know, that serious stuff, I'm not one for. And if it's anybody close to me, I would probably try to deter them away from it just because I think a part of me feel like it does more harm than help. I feel like it maybe kind of changes personality and things like that. That's how I feel. I do think it helps too. I just think in helping it does a lot more. I feel like I just don't really, something doesn't sit right when I think about those type of medicines, antidepressants and things like that. And notice it says mild to moderate. So, again, if you're somebody who considers themselves to have a severe case of depression, where, you know, it's getting bad and you may be thinking about, you know, you having suicidal ideations and thoughts, then I'll, you know, seek help, seek professional help. I would love for my words to help you, but I don't think they will if it's a severe, if you have a severe case of, you know, depression. So go get help. A study by Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health found that running for 15 minutes a day or walking an hour reduces the risk of major depression by 26%. You know, I was going to come up here and give a bunch of stats and things like that, but I thought that would be boring. So I'm just trying to share, you know, self-disclose some things with y'all. I'm not a runner. I'm a bigger guy. But whenever I do run, I even mentioned this in the intro episode. Whenever I do run, I feel so great afterwards. Like, I feel so great. Like, I feel like I done accomplished something. I'm ready for the world. I'm ready for the day. I mean, my energy, my confidence is on the high. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm the shit, you know. So, these things, like, the crazy thing is I was working out for so long. And then once I became a personal trainer and started looking into things and reading the effects of things, and I'm just like, oh, my God, like, that's true. Like, I felt that. Working out, I felt that after running, you know, one morning I went running, I was in college, and we were getting ready to play Alabama. I woke up and went running. I was just planning on doing like a maybe 2-3 mile jog around the campus. I ended up doing 5, like almost 6 miles, and didn't even realize it. Like, I was all off in downtown Starkville just running. And I'm like, oh shit, let me turn around. If I get too far, I gotta walk back. Ultimately, I ended up kind of walking and running back because my body had like cramped up so bad, and you know, it was tense. But I had caught that runner's high, those endorphins. That's a word you're gonna hear me say a lot on this episode, because that's a chemical that your body produces that makes you just feel great. And it if you do it enough, it's something that you want to get addicted to. I would say you will want to get addicted to releasing and feeling those feelings of endorphins kicking in. You want to get addicted to that chemical because it's a good chemical. It's a feel-good chemical, and it just does a lot for you, I feel, personally. And, of course, you know, in addition to regular exercise, you want to be on a schedule with the exercise because it can help you. It can keep you from relapsing. I've seen it in people. Exercise, do good, start feeling great. And then, you know, kind of, you know, life stresses happen and you know, they kind of, you know, stop working out and they end up feeling stressed and depressed again. You got to... I just really believe in exercising and working out. Whether you eat right or not, I believe in exercise. I mean, you should strive to eat right most of the time. Eat good, clean most of the time. But, I you know, your boy like a burger, pizza, you know, some ice cream here and there, you know, a little milkshake, you know, sunny. You know what I'm saying? So, you should strive to eat right most of the time. But, you know, putting that to the side real quick, I just believe in exercising, finding you some type of physical activity that you enjoy, that you can do. If you don't really like exercising, man, get out in the yard, go pick up some leaves, some sticks or something, work up a sweat, go rake, sweep the porch off for 30 minutes a day, I don't know. Just, I really believe that the exercising, getting your heart pumping, getting your brain going, It just does so much, because I felt the effects of exercising, and I still exercise to this day. God willing, I'm going to exercise to the day he called me home. Like, I'm, you know, if I live to see 95, you best to believe somehow, some way, my 95-year-old ass is going to be in the gym. Maybe I'll just be on the machines at that time, not on the free weights. But I'm going to be up in there goddamn still hitting that iron or pin machines or something. I'm going to be doing something. Riding a bike, I'm going to find ways to stay active, because it just, for somebody who, you know, in middle school and in middle school mostly, you know, dealing with bullying, you know, having suicidal thoughts, you know, going through those emotions that I went through in middle school because of where I went to school, it was just so tough, and the kids were just nasty and mean, and evolving to who I am today, just realizing like how exercising just kind of made me. It made me feel like I have a place. I have a place that nobody can take from me. You know, nobody can take from me. That's the gym. That's exercising. So, like I said, man, y'all reach out to me. I'll help you come up with something. I'll help you come up with some. You know, exercising is important. I really think it's important. Like a part of me just feels like, oh, you just want to look good. You just want to be good. Okay, who don't want to look good? Who don't want to look good? You tell me a person who say they want to look good, I'm going to tell you they a lie. But besides looking good, exercising is just beneficial to your life. That's it. It's just simple as that. You know, back in the day, I say, you know, Stone Ages, these folks were in great shape. You know, these, you know, they were given, you know, birth to kids, you know, maybe they had some type of medicine, you know, herb or something that they made to help with pain. But for the most part, they, you know, they did everything kind of manually. They walked, they lifted, and they were in, I would think they were in good shape and probably lived. Well, I wouldn't say they lived to see a long life because they, you know, they didn't have medicine at the time. So they probably, got sick or whatever, but because they were doing some of the things that they were doing, they probably did live a decent length of life. I don't mean to get off track, but just working out is something I'm just super passionate about. And I just hope y'all hear me when I say find a way to be active, to move. Find a way to do it. I'm telling you, you're going to thank yourself down the road when life really starts to hit you, when you start to have kids and your kids start to get older and you got to really focus on more of your kids and yourself until your kids are able to get out of the house, you're going to thank yourself. Develop these habits now. And of course, they're going to help you with your mental problems. You know, exercise promotes change in the brain. Changes in the brain, good ones, releasing endorphins. There's that word again. Powerful chemicals in the brain that energize your spirits and make you feel good. I promise you, I can't say this enough. That endorphins thing is real, okay? Endorphins is real. If you go for a walk on a beautiful, sunny, mild, cool, mild, warm day, whatever. I think mild means warm. But it's just a beautiful day. It's a blue sky and you got some really puffy white clouds in the sky. Just a beautiful day, the sun touching you right, you know. And you just go for a walk and you just walking like, damn, it feel good. It feel good. Those are endorphins. Like you walking in nature and you start to appreciate the scenery. You start to feel good because you see, I live down here by the beach. You go walk on a park close to the beach. You walk in and you just see the water glistening, you know, shining, and you see the sand and you see the waves hitting the pier, making all these sounds. Endorphins. You start to feel good. Endorphins. Like, so if you ever been doing something that you enjoy and you don't realize, like, you just kind of just say, oh, I feel happy. I feel really good right now. Endorphins. 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 So I just really can't say that word enough. I don't know. I'm trying to think of some real, besides that part where I went running and ended up running like 6 miles and caught all these cramps. You know, that's when I really knew endorphins was a real thing. And you know, runner's high. Runner's high is nothing but I think a huge release of endorphins. Exercise can serve as a distraction as well, people. It can serve as a distraction, quiet time. It can actually help you break from thoughts that feed depression. So that's why I said, like, for the most part, I don't really get super stressed, super down, because I do think it's in part because I go work out 6 days a week. And the days that I don't work out, which is only one day, it's Wednesday. The days that I don't work out is I probably feel the worst on that day, just slightly, because I don't work out. You know, I take my midweek rest to let my body kind of rejuvenate, reheal itself. But me personally, I don't really get down, and you can ask my wife, and I think she'll bag me up on that. I don't really get down. Never been one to be down in the dumps. I think I can remember times where I were, and this probably was in high school. I think high school was maybe the middle school, definitely, just because of what I went through there. But high school was great. Had a great high school experience. Didn't experience any type of bullying or nothing. Had tons of friends. Great relationships with people. But I think this is just being that age, that's the time of your life where you kind of feed off, you know, your peer reactions and things like that. I don't want to get too technical and getting all in that. But, you know, sometimes I kind of felt myself being sad. Like, man, people got cars and people going to parties and all this type of stuff. And I was never that type of person. I was always to myself and that was all those type of things. So I kind of felt whatever. But ever since I got to college, ever since I picked up the barbell, the dumbbell, and got in a squat rack, got in a deadlift platform, I can't tell you how many times I really was just stressed, like, or just down. Like, I really can't tell you how many times, because I don't think it's a lot. I mean, that's kind of backwards. but I probably could count on my hands how many times since I started working out in 2011. I'll probably say maybe almost a handful of times where I was just like feeling down. I mean, there are times where I might be feeling blue, but again, that was because, you know, just human things, you know, getting kicked to the curb or whatever you want to call it. Just because of that. But since I've been working out, I think I've been able to combat any type of stress and depression, like, just for the most part. Even in life now, being a 28-year-old, being married, having bills, you know, thinking about career paths, what I want to do, all those type of things. Even now, those type of thoughts and those type of things do bring stress. Like, I'm not trying to act like I'm Superman and I don't feel, you know, well, Superman probably was stressed out a lot because he was trying to save everybody. I'm not trying to say, like, I'm just a happy-go-lucky person and I don't get sad, because I do. Everybody gets sad sometimes. Get stressed out sometimes. Feel depressed sometimes, you know, and it's just human. But because I do work out and I do make that a priority for my day, no matter what, if I got a meeting at 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock in the morning, I prefer to work out in the morning. So I'm finna get up at 4:30 and go hit these weights and be ready for this meeting. I go into the meeting full of energy, mental clarity, cause I got these endorphins running. I feel good. I got my lift in. You know what I'm saying? So endorphins is real, y'all. Endorphins is real. So that was a just a little bit on depression. I really think depression and stress kind of run all together. Because I feel like if you're stressed, you end up being depressed. You know, if you stress too much, you end up being depressed. That's what I think. Now, exercising is really good for anxiety too. Exercise, man, is a natural and effective anti-anxiety treatment. It helps relieve tension, stress, and boosts physical and mental energy. Again, endorphins. Anything that gets you moving can help. I'm not a person that stresses a lot. I'm not sad a lot or anything like that. Part being, I got God in my life. I got God in my life. So anything that seems bad or whatever, I focus on God and I'm going to be all right. So I don't really worry about too much. Again, I am human, so sometimes I do worry. But for the most part, I got God in my life. and I exercise. But just recently, a couple weeks ago, or actually a couple months ago, for a long period of time, I woke up every day feeling really anxious because of, you know, the place of employment. I just didn't know what the day was gonna bring. You know, it was a lot of different things that, you know, just sit right with my spirit or whatever. But it made me anxious. It made me anxious. It made me kind of sick almost. Like, you know, when you get anxious, you start to, your palms, you know, your hands sweat, your heart beat a little bit. I just never knew. And I was dealing with that, you know. And I honestly think if I didn't work out on a regular schedule like I do, I think I would have probably lost my shit, like, and probably turned up on, you know, coworkers and customers. It would have been bad. But, you know, working out, looking back on it, I was able to help myself with the anxiety. Again, I don't really like medicine, those type of medicine anyway, that kind of inhibits things in your mind and your body, chemicals in your body. I don't really like that type of stuff. So, endorphins, y'all. Even ADHD, people who suffer from ADHD, exercise is one of the easiest, most effective ways to reduce ADHD. I was reading this and I was like, what? How? And the thing is, when you work out, and now when you actually work out, not just go in there and just be, you know, on your phone, on Snapchat, on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook, just tweeting and Facebooking all the time while you're working out. If you go in there and actually work out, rest, how you supposed to rest in between sets, like 30 seconds to a minute, 2 minutes. If you actually go in there and do that, you have to concentrate. You have to concentrate when you work out, okay? So when I started reading that about ADHD, I said, So it's like improved concentration, motivation. Can't read my hand right. Memory and mood. And it even goes on to say that they compared it to, you know, two big ADHD medicines, which is Ritalin and Adderall. I remember in college, man, folks was all on Adderall. You know, I've never taken Adderall, but, you know, I know a lot of people that were taking it, you know, to study and stuff. Man, I've always been this. If I'm going to lose, if I was going to fail a test, I was just going to fail it. I was not finna sit up and try to do it all night. Because one thing about working out, you, in order to be able to continue to work out, you have to get some sleep. So, like, if I get there, I'm going to sleep. But when you work out, you have to concentrate. So, if you're going in there and doing the right things and doing how you're supposed to do it, you're concentrating. Most of the times, you're going to be concentrating throughout the whole workout. You know, whether if you're doing a bicep curl or a leg curl, you're concentrating, trying to hold the tempo. So it's like you're going up, one, two, coming down, one, two, three. So you just concentrate. So I don't know a whole lot about having ADHD because I don't have it. But if you do have ADHD, another reason to get into the gym, get into exercising, forming its habits. Exercise has never, fitness, exercise, whatever you want to call it, working out has never done any harm to anybody. It doesn't. Unless you're just up in there being stupid, trying to squat 1,000 pounds and all that type of stuff. It's never done any harm to anybody. Never. Nothing bad comes from working out. You go in there and do everything and be safe doing it, but nothing bad comes from working out. It's the best thing to get addicted to. You can solve a lot of self-inflicting problems with working out. You know, self-esteem, stress, depression, those type of things can be solved with a solid workout regimen, you know. So just look into it. You can hit me at jtfit.business@gmail.com. Email me whatever questions you have, whatever. Just email me. I got you. Again, like I said the other day, you better hurry up because it won't be free forever. But, you know, I'm going to help the people, you know what I'm saying? And I got a little bit on PTSD and trauma. Says that really focusing on your body and how it feels as you work out can help you become unstuck. So, again, I don't know a whole lot about PTSD and trauma. I know a little bit about trauma because I think you can have multiple forms of trauma. You don't have to go through something super, super traumatic to have trauma. I think I was still have some trauma from middle school. You know, some things, I catch myself not doing some things because of what happened back then. But the articles that I was reading, it says when you're working out, if you focus on how the workout feels, how your body is responding to whatever you're doing, i.e. you're doing a bicep curl, if you focus on how your muscle is stretching and how it's squeezing when you bring the weight towards your body, those type of things help you to focus on movements and helps you to become unstuck, okay? So if you know somebody that's suffering from PTSD and trauma, maybe help them get into a workout program, a workout regimen, a gym class, something. Help them get into something, because it's probably going to help them feel better. But PTSD and you know, for and some forms of trauma, all of this is serious. All of these mental health things are serious. So if you're going through or know somebody who's going through anything like this and they can't shake it, you know, help them get help. Yeah, help them get help if it's something super serious. But if you know that they're kind of in their head sometimes, don't tell them that, because you don't never really know what somebody's going through. But just help them nurse themselves back to good health. And if you're going to the gym, maybe ask them to come to the gym with you. Don't even say it's going to help you feel better. Just be like, hey, you want to start working out with me? I need a gym partner. I think it'll be fun. Something like that. You know, don't tell them, yeah, let's work out. You're going to work out with me. It's going to help you feel better. Nobody wants to hear that when they're down. You know, sometimes it's just best to let them talk, ask them questions that gets them to talk. Sometimes just talking, you know, somebody who's stressed or depressed, sometimes just having, for them, just having somebody to really listen to them, it will help them feel better, not trying to give advice all the time. So a few more things that exercising can do for your mental health. In mental health, sharper memory, higher self-esteem, better sleep, more energy, endorphins, more energy. So, and my favorite one, stronger resilience. It's my favorite because, again, it's something that I really resonate with personally. You know, just when you working out for a long time or whatever, and you start to develop that mental clarity, that mental strength, when you do face problems, you know, hardships in life, it's almost like you're not even fazed by it. You know, I've had some situations in life. Again, I got God in my life, so that's the ultimate help right there. But I went through some things, and for the most part, I wasn't really even fazed about it like that. I was, you know, I was a little shook up about it, but for the most part, I just knew that I was gonna come out on the other side, you know, good or whatever. So, stronger resilience. You can take that however you want to take it. So, it just really means being able to stay strong in times of hardships, you know, unfortunate events, things like that. So, that's my favorite, stronger resilience. We're getting ready to wrap up, man. I really hope y'all enjoyed this episode about exercise and mental health. I'm still writing down notes and things. I don't know what I'm going to talk about in the next part of the series, but it's definitely going to be still mental health driven. But like always, if you're going through something and you can't shake it, seek professional help. You know, I would look, like I said earlier, I would love for my podcast to be able to help you and help you feel better. But, you know, there are certain things that I don't know and I'm not competent in advising or telling you to do. So the best thing is to seek professional help, a professional. If you're dealing with something, and you can't shake it and it's affecting you in your everyday life. But if you have mild symptoms of depression or if you're stressed, I say this because depression, like I say, I still think depression is serious. But if you have anxiety or you're stressed a little bit, take up some form of physical activity. All right, take up some form of physical activity. Join a kickboxing class, join a CrossFit class, join a running class, join a gym, pay for a personal trainer, whatever it is. Let me just say this. Don't just go get a gym membership and go to the gym and say you're going to run and do abs. Okay? Yeah, that'll help you feel good for a little bit, but I think the best benefits come from an actual program, an actual training program. I've been in the game for 10 years. I don't really need nobody in the gym with me. You know, I would love to have a gym partner so they can record me and I could post more videos on my Instagram or whatever. But for the most part, I enjoy working out alone. I got my music, got my Bryson Tiller going, you know what I'm saying, bumping that new anniversary album lately. So I'm listening to my music. And I'm just hitting this iron, you know what I'm saying? I don't really need nobody in the gym with me. But if you're that person that feels like that, ask your best friend. Ask somebody. Somebody you know that's going to hold you accountable and that's good at holding you accountable because you're going to need it. You're going to need it. And if you stick with it, y'all stick with it, it's going to be good. You know, of course you're going to be sore. Of course it's going to be hard. But the main thing about this is to help you feel better mentally. You know, we just want to feel better. We want to feel better about ourselves mentally. We want to feel good. So I think, you know, taking up some form of exercise will help you. Even if you just go to the park and walk for an hour, just walk, you know, take your dog, your cat. I don't know if people really walk cats, but, you know, you just take them for a walk and just go out there and enjoy, you know, nature. You know, go out there and be in nature, you know what I'm saying? Don't be like, I don't like bugs. I don't like being out there. I don't like bugs. I don't like being outside. Ain't nobody asked you to go in the woods. I just said go to a trail and just walk. Or just walk in your apartment complex around your street. You know, whatever that is. It's starting to cool off. We coming up on the... Let's see. When's the actual... That started in September. We don't really get to winter solstice until December 21st. But the weather is cooling off. So there's going to be more mild temperatures. Kind of cool, feeling good, like springtime. So it ain't going to be too hot. Shouldn't be at least. So do that. Start there. Start there. If you want to get into working out, go to your local gym. Ask about a membership. And if you would like a personal trainer. The thing about, I'm going to put y'all on game real quick before I end. The thing about personal training is that, of course, you have your big packages where you can, of course, you have your big packages where you can, you know, buy a bunch of training sessions to keep going or whatever. But most of them, you know, a good gym, they're going to have like a trial. They're going to give you like at least maybe one or two sessions for free. Or you could just buy the cheapest package, which would probably come with 3-4 sessions. And you just kind of get a feel of what the gym is and just ask your trainer like, hey, can you show me blah, 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 you know, and just use what they teach you in your journey. And I promise. And remember what I said yesterday, Google and YouTube are free personal trainers you can have. Promise you. This is the end of the first part of this series. I hope y'all enjoyed it. I hope y'all found it informative. I hope it kind of gives you, I hope it gives you hope on if you if you're somebody that deals with stress and depression and anxiety or any of these things that I talked about today. I hope that it does. I hope that it helps you. I hope it helps you feel better. I hope it gives you hope. And I hope you can share it with somebody and help them feel better, get better as well. Again, 2020 has been a crazy year. And we just need positivity. We need love. We need help in the world today. We need people willing to help the best way they can, the best way they know how. And day by day, help make the world a better place. So, come back for the next episode. I'll see y'all on the next episode. I'm about to go get my lift in right now. Kind of a little sleepy. But I'm a take some pre-workout and go get it. But nonetheless, man, this is Godspeed. This is Prosper to Godspeed. I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. Please come back for the next episode. Chill.
You got money problems, I'm sorry. Hey. Ain't no money problems ever stop me. Never. I just treated praying like a hobby. And then I prosper to Godspeed and it got me.
Money, power.